This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is claiming success in a U.S. negotiated ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurds. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations, not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent most of Wednesday defending his company's digital currency plans before U.S. Congress. The AP's Ed Donahue has more details.
House Financial Services Committee Chair Maxine Waters says history is not on Facebook's side.
It is no secret that Facebook allowed Russia to undermine and divide our country through divisive online ads.
Zuckerberg says it's been taken care of.
We've spent a lot of the last few years building systems that are more sophisticated than any other company has at this point.
The digital currency plan is called Libra. Zuckerberg says he wants it to be approved by all U.S. regulators.
These regulators focus on different areas, whether it's financial stability or fighting crimes and fraud and terrorism.
Maxine Waters' concerns go beyond a new digital currency.
You have opened up a serious discussion about whether Facebook should be broken up.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service is canceling harsh six-figure fines against illegal immigrants who have taken refuge in churches across the United States. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump responded to ongoing impeachment inquiries just Wednesday, shortly after Republican members of Congress interrupted the proceedings headed by Democrats. More from VOA's Zadisa Hook.
In his address to a conference Wednesday in Pennsylvania, the president glorified his energy policy and U.S. economic growth, referring to the impeachment only vaguely as part of a general criticism against the Democrats.
They can't beat us at the ballot box. They cannot beat us at the ballot box. So they want to try and beat us the old-fashioned way, which is not very nice. They are a nasty group of people.
The remark came just hours after a turbulent morning on Capitol Hill, where a group of Republican lawmakers stormed a closed-door deposition in the House Intelligence Committee space. The lawmakers were not members of the congressional panels conducting the investigation and had no right to demand entry, but they argued that the case was too important for the investigations to be held behind closed doors.
That's VOA's Lattice Hoke reporting. European Union leaders are once again making a decision on the Brexit deal after British lawmakers dealt another blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plans. More from Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA.
Another Brexit deadline slipping away. Another British request for more time. Prime Minister Boris Johnson insisted Wednesday that his plan is still to leave on 31st October.
I don't think the people of this country want a delay. I don't want a delay. I intend to press on, but I'm afraid we now have to see what our EU friends will decide on our behalf.
Johnson was forced by law to ask the EU for an extension, even though he didn't want one, after failing to pass his Brexit deal in Parliament last Saturday. The British leader then tried to rush the legislation through Parliament with just days to go before the deadline. While agreeing to the deal in principle, MPs Tuesday voted against this timetable. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Chinese manufactured drones purchased by the Pentagon months after their use was prohibited due to cybersecurity concerns, and they're being used as targets and are not being deployed with elite U.S. forces on missions, according to a Pentagon official. A VOA investigation last month revealed the U.S. Air Force and Navy had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on drones made by market leader Dajiang Innovations for some of the military's most sensitive and secretive operations, including the Air Force's only special tactics wing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.